Great image stumbled on the rock. Whoever is rewriting the Bible is trying to make Jesus look like a villain. That's not all. Sentences are scrambled by making them hard to understand. Verses are omitted and added. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. The day of the Lord. It begins on the Feast of Trumpets and lasts 1,000 years. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The second coming is in two phases. The first phase is the rapture before the tribulation starts. The second phase of the second coming is at the end of the tribulation, when Jesus Christ personally returns with his saints to the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. The day of Christ is in clear contrast to the day of the Lord, in which Christ will come to judge. The first phase of his second coming will be in his coming for the saints, and the second phase of his coming will be to fulfill the prophecy of Jacob's trouble and God's remarrying his former wife. Both events are about marriage. Jesus Christ marries the church, those who have accepted him as their Lord and Savior. God remarries the remnant of Israel, his original wife, at the end of the tribulation. Zechariah 14, verse 4. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there